Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking to Colin Hutchinson, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Ascent Resources PLC. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First and foremost, congratulations on a brilliant sort of set of results over the last year or so. Could you give us some information on the background of yourself and the other directors, please?
Yes, I've been involved with the company now for closing in on 4 years. My background, I'm a chartered accountant, and I initially joined the company as finance director, or financial controller, maybe it was back in 2013. I became CEO, took over CEO in halfway through 15, when the company was going through a difficult patch and was really trying to save as much cash as possible. So I'm still doing the finance job, but I'm doing the CEO job at the moment as well. The rest of the board, we have Clive Carver, who's the chairman. He's also chairman of Roxy Petroleum's, his other main job, chairman of, or non-exec in a lot of other companies. And he brings a wealth of sort of city experience to the board. Previously a founder in FinCap, so he knows the AIM market and the financing AIM market very well. We also have Nigel Moore, who was formerly a partner at Ernst & Young. He's also on the board of some other resources companies. He brings sort of a financial background to the board. He looks after the audit committee and makes sure we're right with the numbers. And then we've got Cameron Davies, who is a qualified petroleum engineer, I think. He's a PhD. He formerly set up a very successful company called Alkane, which he sold not long ago. He's the technical support for the board, and he provides advice on the well recompletions, everything to do with the technical. He brings a great deal of value to.
So obviously a lot of people there, but a very good background to all of them. So all adding to the overall picture.
Yeah, I think it's quite a lean board. I mean, four is fairly good for a public company, and we've been focused because we've been working for such a long time without having a revenue stream. We've been very focused on costs and bringing costs down as far as possible. So it's an effective board, but it's not excessive.
Definitely not. There's obviously, as you know, there's companies out there with 10 directors on the board.
Yeah.
And they're nowhere near to production, so it's definitely a good little team you've got there, and obviously the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, I think so.
In relation to results, obviously your operations in Slovenia have proved to be very good. Could you talk to us about those, please?
Yeah, the last year in particular has been hugely significant for the company. Ascent's been involved in Slovenia for nearly 10 years now. We drilled the two wells back in 2011, which showed commercial quantities of gas and everything looked very good. The company's then been held up getting that gas to market because there's an environmental permit required if we want to build a processing plant, and that I'm still in the process of getting. What we did last year, which transformed things for the company, is we've signed an offtake agreement with INA, who are Croatia's largest oil and gas company, and the field in Slovenia is less than 10 kilometres from the Croatian border. What that agreement enables us to do is to sell the gas without any further permits or permissions. So that opened up a market for the gas. That then allowed me to go out in October and raise money. We raised $4.5 million, used about $900 to pay down debt. We had 3.6 in the bank then, a bit less after cost, but we'd that money to fund the work program. And so I was able to kick off. The work program basically consists of recompleting the two wells, 10 and 11, refurbishing some processing equipment so we can dehydrate the gas before we put it in the export pipeline, and attaching a couple of pipelines together. The first priority was to get PG-10 done. It's the trickier and the higher performing well. So that was done over Christmas, finally completed in January. And we reported a really strong result of the flow test then at the big end of January, beginning of February. So so that proved that the gas was all still there, that the flow test we'd done in 2011 was sort of confirmed by what we did in 2016. So the gas is there, and we're now in the process of connecting it to the infrastructure and getting ourselves ready to sell some gas. And I'm hopeful of selling gas before the end of March. So it's been a hugely significant year. And then what we announced on Friday is the opportunity arose to bring in some more cash, bring in some more investors, and to do so in such a way that we allowed all of our existing shareholders to contribute on the same terms, which was really important because we've been sort of loyally supported by our private investors, along with Henderson, for the last 5 years, longer. So we were able to bring in the money using and allowing our existing shareholders to contribute on the same terms. That cash is really important for the company now because that allows us to move. We had enough money before to do the work programs to get into gas, to get the first gas. What the extra cash does is just provide some security, allows us to move forward more quickly than we may otherwise have been able to. We can go ahead and do PG-11 straight away without having to wait to get 10 producing. We can also take different decisions about suppliers of equipment. We don't necessarily have to go with the cheapest option. We can pick the one that's best for the company. And it just gives us some stability and security going forward that we've got now several million in the bank. We've got a good buffer. So we can now concentrate on the operational bits of getting the company through to first gas and getting ourselves to cash flow positive as quickly as possible.
To raise the £3 million as you have done and the way that you've gone around it, that will obviously give you a lot more better options coming close towards production then.
Yeah, the money is very important just for the... If you have money, you have choices. It's the same for everything in life. And this additional cash in the bank means that we don't have to... we can do things as quickly as we want to. We can move ahead and do the other well. And the other well is really important. We have one well which would supply the minimum contract with ENA, but having a second well allows us to exceed the contract. You send more gas to ENA, get more revenue, also enables us to get more data about what the reservoirs does. And that's that sort of data acquisition is almost as important as maybe more important than generating cash from this first phase, because we're sitting on a huge gas resource. The RPS contingent resources figure is 456 BCF, which is a massive figure. And what we're doing with the first two wells is just proving that that massive figure is recoverable and that the asset is worth what we think it's worth. So that the cash allows us to move, get to that point more quickly. It gives us security as well. Oil and gas is an inherently unpredictable business to be in, and it's always good to have extra cash resources if you need them. If things don't go quite as expected, then you can fix problems before they become really difficult, and it puts us in a much stronger financial footing.
So in relation, obviously, to going forward then, what are your sort of next targets and your expected news flow?
So next targets, I mean, the thing I'm focused on at the moment is getting us into production. I'm going to Italy later today to meet suppliers and try and get everything moving forward there so we can sell some gas before the end of March. That's my goal. Once we started selling, then there'll be other milestones as well. As we bring PG-11 in, as we build up our volumes, and to then alongside that, the ultimate goal for the company is still to produce into the Slovenian national grid. To do that, I need a processing plant. To get the processing plant, I need an IPPC permit. The IPPC permit we have been working on for a number of years now. I think we're pretty much at the end of the process. We got a favourable decision from the Environment Agency back in November. I'm waiting for that decision to be confirmed by the Environment Minister. And then I hopefully have the permit shortly thereafter. we can start to build a processing plant. That then enables the company to put gas into the Slovenian grid, and that's then the trigger for the field development to really begin and to start. There's about seven wells which are good candidates to be sort of rehabilitated and brought into production. That can be done hopefully fairly quickly. The infrastructure, they're already tied into pipelines. There's already well bores drilled. There's just some rehabilitation work to do. So they can be brought on and boost production fairly quickly. And then you start looking at drilling more wells further out into the future. But the point is that we're at the beginning of hopefully a very exciting journey. We'll have revenues and gas flowing in the next month or so. And then it becomes just how quickly we can develop the field and realise the potential that 456 billion cubic feet of gas gives you.
So in relation, obviously, to the forward sort of drilling programme that you'll put in place to develop the field, how many wells will you need to drill?
At the minute, it's on paper, there's about seven existing wells which are good candidates to be re-entered and rehabilitated. There might be another six that you could, brand new wells that you drill in order to sort of exploit the field most effectively. That's based on sort of our estimates at the minute. Obviously, as things develop, maybe you need more wells, maybe you need less wells. Technology changes, maybe you can do, you only need three instead of six. But at the moment, that's what I'm thinking, that it's a long-term plan over the next number of years that we roll out wells, increase production, and start to produce a significant volume of Slovenia's gas requirement going forward.
So in regards to additional sort of things that you're looking at potentially, are you looking to take on board other projects, or are you just going to be sticking to this one area?
And previously, before I joined, or just as I joined, we'd interest in a lot of different European countries. We had a project in the Netherlands, we had some projects in Italy, projects in Hungary. And at the time, the company spread itself a bit too thinly because it didn't have much production. The company then decided to divest itself of all sort of the peripheral assets and focus just on the Slovenian one, because anyone who looked at it could tell you that the Slovenian one is the company making asset. It's a huge potential value, and we should be devoting all our resources onto that asset. So that's what we've done. We've put everything into Slovenia. And that's beginning to bear fruit. We will have production soon. We'll be cash flow positive soon. Once you're in that position and you've got an asset that's producing, then that gives you the ability to look at other things that you'd like to do, things in the region that make sense, things that are at the right stage. And having a bit of extra cash is helpful in that respect as well, because it means you could take decisions. If something comes along that you like, you can make a move on it. And it is a good time to be looking at companies. So No plans at present, but certainly that's something that's on the roadmap going forward.
Excellent. Is there anything further you'd like to add, Colin?
No, I mean, I think we've done a fairly in-depth review there of where the company's been and where it's going. I think in summary, really, we've come a long way in the last 12 months. If you were sitting and talking to me in February 2016, we were all feeling not feeling sorry for ourselves, but we weren't in a great position. We didn't have anywhere to sell the gas. We didn't have a permit. We didn't have much cash in the bank. So if we fast forward a year, I've got a route through to first gas, and I've got a contract with INA that I can sell gas as soon as I can get it out of the ground. I've got money in the bank, and I've also recompleted PG-10, which is the better well, and shown that it flows at a rate equal to what it did back in 2011. So it's still a really good well, and the field still has significant potential. So I think the company's been transformed in the last 12 months, and I think the next 12 months could be even more exciting.
Definitely, especially if you get the IPPC permit, and then you can obviously start selling to two markets.
Exactly. That would be a significant step forward as well.
Right, Colin, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Hope to speak to you very soon in the future.
Perfect, Stu. Great to talk to you.